I don't think Turkey can make any positive contribution with regards to the peace process negotiation between Israelis and Palestinians. As you know, in the policy, especially in the neorealism foreign policies procedures, you can see that the state is dealing with a state, not with agent, with the non-state actors. So, Palestinian cause sometimes or often used by Islamic states, Islamic country states, especially with Turkey and it used to be with Iraq as well. So, the cause of Palestine is there and is going to be used sometimes as a pressure card on the Israelis by Turkey. What is going to happen in humanitarian issues and giving the logistic support? It might Turkey have some positive impact on it, but with regards to the political will of Palestinian and thinking about at least the model of double state or two state solution, I don't think Turkey has any positive contribution in this respect. Turkey is in a very big dilemma at the moment economically. As you can see, the tourist areas are very much empty compared to other few years. And the price of lira, Turkish currency, is very low. You can't see unprecedented situation for the economy. It's very, very bad, even as bad as 1993 when there was an actual war in east of Turkey. And PKK's movement are very much stronger and stronger at the moment. And there is no way for Turkey to do something more than what they do now to protect themselves rather than helping others. So I don't think there's any contribution in this respect by Turkey or from Turkey to Palestinian or to making the better condition for the Palestinian and peace process in the Middle East, I mean in Palestine.